perhaps you could only imagine before. The Foam Dome. The Jet Walker. Mr. Sugar Cube. That baby changed our lives.
I'm actor Troy McClure. You might remember me from such TV series as Buck Henderson, Union Buster, and Troy and Company's Summertime Smile Factory. But I'm here to tell you about Spiffy, the 21st century stain remover. Let's meet the inventor, Dr. Nick Riviera.
Thank you, Troy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Troy, I brought with me the gravestone of author and troubled soul Edgar Allan Poe.
One of our best writers.
Yes, but unfortunately, a century of neglect has turned this tombstone into a depressing eyesore.
So what? I guess we're going to have to throw it away.
Not so fast, Troy. With one application of Spiffy, you'll think the body's still warm.
Ooh. Ah. Quoth the raven, what a shine.
Ooh, that's one clean tombstone.
Hey, Dad, you got a power drill?
In the garage.
Check.
I'm offering 3 bottles, enough to clean 1,000 tombstones, for only $39.95.
I'm afraid you're going to have to do better, Doctor.
Yeah, give us a break, Doctor.
But, Troy, how can I make it lower than $39.95?
Find a way.
Hey, Homer, I can't find the safety goggles for the power saw.
If stuff starts flying, just turn your head.
Oh, check.
Okay, I'll throw in a 4th bottle, the applicator glove, and a State of Kansas Jello mold,
$29.95.
Okay, calm down.
Homer, can you get the door? It's my sister's. Homer, be nice.
Okay, I will. Hey, coming over here, I can't have got... Patty! Delma, what a pleasant surprise.
What do you know? He's wearing pants. I owe you a lunch. Ugly. Butch.
What's the matter? Can't you find a hairstyle you like?
Huh? Hold the phone. That's the one for me.
Etta Asner?
No. Next to him, Mary Tyler Moore.
Expiration date, June 1989, 2012, yeah.
Homer, are you ordering junk off the TV again?
Shh, they'll hear you.
Ooh, who's using the power tools?
I don't know, some guy, I guess.
Well, we're going to the beauty parlor. Maybe you should do something with the kids while I'm gone.
Oh, sure, great idea. I'd love to. No! Did you hear that?
Yes.
How much?
Everything.
What's the quickest, cheapest, easiest way to do something with you?
Take us to the video store?
Anything for my little girl. Bart! You can't weld with such a little flame. Stupid kid. Ooh, McBain.
Hey, McBain, you keep eating them hot links. You're never going to make it to a pension.
Come on, live a little, Scoy.
No, thank you. Got me a future, partner. I'm 2 days away from retirement. My daughter's graduating from college.
Little Susie's growing up.
And as soon as we nail Mendoza, my old lady and I are going to sail around the world like we always wanted. We just christened a boat. Oh, yes, sir. Everything's going to be just perfect.
Yes?
I'm not going to make it.
Oh, stop talking crazy.
No. Just do one thing for me. Get Mendoza.
Mendoza!
You want to rent it, sir?
Why? I just saw the best part. Ooh. Death by knockout. Blood on the ice. Ho-ho! Football's greatest injuries. Lisa, we're going.
But, Dad, I can't find Happy Little Elves in Tinkly Winkly Town.
Just grab something. All these movies are great.
Look at this. Test your FQ. Fatherhood quotient. Maybe you should try it on Homer. still feel it.
Uh-huh.
In a second.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, now, Henry Winkler, there's a father. Listen to what he told a close friend. I don't always keep my cool like the Fonz, but my love for my kids has given me plenty of happy days.
Mm-hmm.
They called him the Galloping Gazelle. His habitat, the frozen tundra of Soldier Field. For 6 seasons and 2 Pro Bowls, he grazed on the tasty green turf of the end zone. Until one fateful Sunday in November, when the Gazelle was stopped in his tracks by a big cat named Wayne Krzyzewski.
Help me, we're back.
Don't mind that clown, Patty. You could turn the world on with your smile.
Homer, could you turn off the TV? There's a little test I want you to take.
Oh, great. You made me miss Joe Theismann.
This is from the National Fatherhood Institute. It evaluates your knowledge of your son and rates you as a father.
Oh, Marge.
Question 1. Name one of your child's friends.
Let's see. Parts friends. Well, there's the fat kid with a thing. The little wiener who's always got his hands in his pockets.
They want a name, Homer, not a vague description.
Okay. Hank?
Hank? Hank who?
Hank Jones.
Homer, you made that up. Question 2. Who is your son's hero?
Steve McQueen.
That's your hero. Name another dad you talk to about parenting.
Next.
What are your son's hobbies?
Well, he's always chewing on that phone cord.
He hasn't done that since he was 2.
Then he has no hobbies.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you should go out to the garage and see.
Bart! Bart!
What?
You don't have any hobbies, do you, boy?
No, not really.
Well, that's what I... Wait a minute, what are you doing?
Building a soapbox derby racer.
That's a hobby.
Hey, so it is.
Oh, my God, I don't know jack about my boy. I'm a bad father.
You're also fat.
I'm also fat.
National Fatherhood Institute, please hold.
If the cat's in the cradle and the suit.
National Fatherhood Institute.
Dave speaking.
I'm Homer Simpson. I just took your test.
I got a 0.
Good Lord, a 0. Line of cancel by 1 o'clock. Mr. Simpson, we'll send a wood panel station wagon over for you immediately.
Hey, Bert, where'd you get the lumber?
Well, as 3-time soapbox derby champ Ronnie Beck says, poorly guarded construction sites are a gold mine.
A conventional design.
Oh, yeah? Are you building a racer, Martin?
In between some other projects. Well, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I've booked some time at the wind tunnel.
Goodbye, son.
Hey, Bart. I think they're finally hauling your dad away.
Maybe it's for the best.
For starters, Mr. Simpson, why don't you take this complimentary copy of Fatherhood by Bill Cosby?
Oh, if he's as smart as he is funny, I'm sold.
Mr. Simpson, if you want to be a good father, you have to spend time with your son.
Well, that's easy for you to say, you preachy, egg-headed institute guy. How much do you see your son?
Why don't you ask him yourself? Homer, meet Dave Jr.
Huh?
How's your research coming, son?
I think we're near a breakthrough.
Good work.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, how I envy you.
Homer, that easy back and forth that you just witnessed didn't happen overnight. It took years of effort.
I've never been afraid of a little hard work.
Oh, that's the spirit, Mr. Simpson. Now, step 1 is to find an activity the two of you can share. Does the boy have any interests?
What boy?
Your son. Find something he likes to do and share in it.
Well, he is building a soapbox derby racer.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Dear God, not again! Bart, I'm going to help you build that racer.
Thanks, but I'm almost done. Why don't you get back on the couch and watch TV?
Okay. No, I'm going to do it.
Sorry, Dad, but 3-time soapbox derby champion Ronnie Beck never needed his dad's help.
But you can use me. I'm good. I built a lot of things around the house. The spice rack. The bird feeder. The gymboree. What was that? Who cares? Son, please let me help you.
Come on, Dad. It'd be weird.
Oh, this isn't working at all. It's hopeless. Wait a second. Cosby's first law of intergenerational perversity. No matter what you tell your child to do, it will always do the opposite. Huh? Don't you get it? You gotta use reverse psychology. Well, that sounds too complicated. Okay, don't use reverse psychology. All right, I will. Son, I don't think you should let me help you.
Oh, come on, Dad. If you really want to help, you can clean these paintbrushes.
Thank you, Bill Cosby. You saved the Simpsons.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy.
Hey,
hey. The RLFB's mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad. That's my boy. You can have your TV and your nightclubs.
You know, Marge, that part of ours is a little miracle. His winning smile, his button nose, his fat little stomach, his face alight with wholesome mischief. He reminds me of me before the weight of the world crushed my spirit. I like our chances, son.
Ugh. Your father's not supposed to help build your racer, but you should at least consult him about it.
Don't!
You're in heat four. Whoa, where's your helmet, son?
Helmets are for wusses, sir.
No, I don't think I can let you go without a safety helmet.
This is my son, and if he doesn't want to wear one, you can't make him.
Okay, fine. I want to get out of here sometime today.
Attention, everyone! I say to those who question the value of the space program, behold!
Hi, caramba.
Hey, you're not supposed to smoke in the pit area.
Fine. Hey, Simpson, where's your loser mobile?
Loser mobile. Wait a minute.
It's over there, Nelson.
Whoa, talk about your pieces of crap.
You know, Bart, I don't care who wins, as long as one of us beats that guy.
Same here.
Careful, boys. It took me months to steal that bumper.
Help! Help! What was that?
You didn't hear nothing.
Are you nervous, son?
Don't worry, Dad. As three-time Soapbox Derby champion Ronnie Beck says, gravity is my co-pilot. Hey, boss. Just in case you need it.
Aw, thanks, guys. Get out of here!
Oh, why? I didn't realize the hill was so high. Could I have another minute?
Young man, I'm afraid this stress fracture will require you to be in a cast for 6 weeks.
But that means I can't possibly race.
Son, you're lucky to be alive.
Save your palliative cliches for the next poor sap doctor.
Is it okay to visit?
Of course.
Hey, man, cool crash. Way to cheat death.
Thanks, Bart.
You had the best stick out there, man. I wish I could build him like you.
That racer transformed me into the twisted creature you see before you. I'll never race again.
If you don't race, then Nelson will win.
Well, even if I wanted to, I'm in no shape to do it. Unless... Bart, will you drive my car?
Oh, I don't know if I should do that. My dad and I built our car together, and if I drove someone else's, it'd kill him. On the other hand, I'll do it.
Okay, Bart, we've got a lot of work to do on the car, so I'm going to pull you out of school for the next couple of weeks.
Dad, I don't know how to say this, but I don't want to drive your car. It's slow, it's ugly, it handles like a shopping cart.
Bart, the car has a few bugs in it, I admit that, but we're Team Simpson.
Dad, I love you, but you taught me to win.
Why did I ever teach you that?
Well, I picked it up somewhere, and if I drive Martin's car, I can win. I'm sorry,
well,
but...
No, go ahead, leave me.
Dad...
No, go on and but... win. No, go on and win without your dad. I'll just sit here in Little Lightning, which the Simpsons built, and remember that for one brief shining moment, I had a son. Oh.
take me to Dr. Hibbert's office?
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just scheduled a tetanus booster. Maybe I'm being a little anal, but barefoot season's coming up and there's a world of rusty nails out there.
Oh, sure, I'll take you, wait with you, worry about you, and then you'll ride home with someone who has a faster car. This is how you get your kicks, isn't it, Lisa?
Martin, your bone is healing nicely.
Tell me something I don't know.
Dr. Hibbert, Lisa needs a... You! Homewrecker!
Mr. Simpson, you have every right to be angry. But rest assured, your son loves you.
Ah!
Well, you certainly gave that boy the heebie-jeebies.
Dad, aren't you coming?
No.
Now, don't pout.
I'm not pouting. You are.
Dad, you gotta come. I just got your hat out of the fridge.
Sorry.
Don't you at least have something to say to Barf?
No. Can't think of a thing.
Homer, I've always said you were a good father. I've always defended you when people put you down.
That's for sure. She ain't lying.
But I guess I was wrong. You are a bad father.
Leave me alone.
And welcome to an event that harkens back to the carefree days of the Great Depression.
The Soapbox Derby. In just minutes, these Junior Al Unser Juniors will lock horns.
Huh? Name your son's hobbies. Building a soapbox racer. Name one of your child's friends. Martin. Martin! I'll curse that name till the day I die. Huh? Who is your son's hero? Three-time Soapbox Derby champion Ronnie Beck. Oh, I'm one question away from being a perfect father. Name another dad you talk to about parenting. Oh.
Hey, ho, Samson.
Shut up, Flanders. Flanders. When should a boy start dating?
Well, sir, there are two schools of thought on the subject.
Great, thanks. I talk to Flanders about parenting. I'm a perfect father. Hold on, son. I'm a-coming.
My friend and I have a bet. Are you Mary Tyler Moore? Wow, it really is you.
Bart, if she breaks up on you, steer away from the grandstands or else you might kill hundreds of innocent spectators. Bart, what did I just tell you?
Kill spectators.
What is the matter with you?
It's my dad, lying there on the couch, drinking a beer. Staring at the TV. I've never seen him like that.
Then get up! I'm your father! You're driving for me now!
Do it for your old man, boy!
Simpson, prepare to die.
Let's rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop the green flag, our beloved mayor,
Diamond Joe Quimby.
To everyone participating today, I salute your vigor. Check out the wreck on the blonde in the fourth row.
Like the elegant Roman and Judah Ben-Hur, these modern charioteers battle ferociously. No quarter given, none asked.
Since the French carried Lucky Lindy off on their shoulders from Le Bourget Field.
And now to present the trophy, three-time Soapbox Derby champion, Ronnie Beck.
Congratulations, Bart. Seeing you out there brought back a lot of memories.
Thanks, Mr. Beck. I was alone out there, but someone was riding with me in spirit. This is for you, Dad.
No, son. You earned it.
Remind you both, I did design that racer. The driver is essentially ballast.
It's a better man want, Simpson. You can really drive.
Thanks, Nelson. Put her there. Loser. Nyah, 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 nyah.
Bart, you know there is such a thing as being a bad winner.
Mom, I never won before. I may never win again.
That's my boy.
Did you ever know?